Rigby turns the player. Rigby now on the byline. Along the byline she comes. Rigby beats a player. Rigby beats another player. Plays the ball to the edge of the six-yard box. It breaks here. Dixon's shot is scuffed. Breaks to Reeves, whose volley's charged down. Breaks to O'Gara, whose shot is charged down. And Westeds, we get the ball clear. But only if I was patient. Patient to Ogden on the right-hand side. Ogden's challenged. And out of play. It's going to be a throw-in to Westeds. Ogden wins the header. Gets it to Dixon. Dixon holds it up. Breaks to Reeves. Reeves with a first-time ball through here to Chambers. Chambers! Chambers there with a fine finish to the left-hand side of the goalkeeper, who didn't really have a chance, but great skill from Chambers there inside the penalty area. She had to beat a defender as well on the way to that goal, but FC United take the lead here on 32 minutes. Well, throw-in on the halfway line, which O'Gara takes. Ball breaks here back to O'Gara. O'Gara to Kelly. Good turn from Kelly. No space to do a move like that, but Kelly gets the ball down here to Dixon. Dixon crosses this ball in. Oh, it's a swing and miss from Sumner. And Chambers gets another goal for FC United moments after opening the scoring. She's doubled FC United's lead here, Paul. Well, but Kelly's skill on that far touchline there then.
Great play by Kelly.
And it's a corner ball to West Didsbury, which Kerr is going to take. It's from West Isbury's left side. In it comes on a right foot. Birdwhistle there wins the header bravely. And here's Dixon now. Dixon bringing the ball clear to Ogden. Ogden inside the centre circle. First time ball over the top down the left hand side for Kelly to run onto. Kelly gets to the ball. Got Braves for Girdle for Kumpner. Kelly crosses that ball in. This is a wonderful counter attack which needed a finish. And Ogden was there on the back post and puts it over. That would have been a stunning goal if that had gone in, Paul.
It would have been a great team goal on a breakaway, that. I think it was five passes out from our own penalty area.
Reeves picks up the ball. Reeves does well. Good turn there by Reeves. Finds Ogden. Back to Patient. Patient here to Birdwhistle. Birdwhistle. Good ball out to the left-hand side here for the run of Clancy, who takes it in a stride. Clancy. Good ball to find Chambers. Chambers crosses this ball and it's defended. Chambers with a second chance, and there's Dixon, and she gets the goal. She's earned that, Paul, hasn't she?
Oh, that was
brilliant stuff. Chambers there, real determination, and FC United make it 3-0, and that's probably the game now, Paul, I'm going to suggest.
Again, a good counter-attack there. We managed to find Chambers in the box. Her shot was charged down, but she had company with her inside the penalty area, and the cross was perfect for a free header. And that's 10-0 in three games against West Didsbury now this season.
Viad with this free kick. Swings this ball. In fact, she goes for goal. And she scores. Mm. What a finish from the substitute there. Annabelle Viad. And, that goal's come out of nowhere, Paul, in 68 minutes. It was a free kick which came out of nowhere. I was expecting the ball to come in towards the back end of the penalty area. Instead, she went for goal. And Donald couldn't get to it, and it's 3-1. But it's a free kick which Vice is going to take by the West Isbury corner flag. Played long towards the halfway line. Gunn does well, gets that ball down really well, and this pass is a good pass, and West Isbury here with an opportunity. Shot comes in, and Donald there to her right hand side palms the ball wide. It was Bracegirdle there with the effort, but the score remains 3-1 as we enter the last 11 minutes of this FA Cup tie.